Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Kevin Kincaid, the newly named CEO of Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
Well, congratulations, first of all.
Well, thank you.
What made you interested in taking up this job?
Well, there were several pieces that I've been working for some time in healthcare administrations, and certainly CEO of a healthcare organization was the ultimate goal. So those opportunities come about here and there, but when that opportunity came about in my hometown, that was a very unique and rare opportunity, and I was very attracted to that, you know, potential opportunity for me to take advantage of. And so really that was my first peaked interest in that and began to explore it.
And when did that process really start out?
It was shortly after the Mercy Agreement was signed with Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. There was certainly been kind of keeping an eye on what was going on in the Knoxville Hospital over the years. And when they signed the agreement is really when we started to kind of think about, you know, I started to think about, boy, there could be an opportunity here for me to explore.
Kind of take me through your career a little bit. What you've done, what experience have you gained from everywhere you've been at?
Sure. Well, first off, I spent 6 years in the U.S. Navy, and I was on nuclear submarines for 4 of those 6 years. And my first experience with healthcare was as a hospital corpsman. So you're the medical representative on the submarine, and so that was something that I was working towards. In the final 2 years of my enlistment, they transferred me over to Balboa Naval Hospital in San Diego, which is the largest military hospital in the world at that time. And that's where I was able to lead their hematology oncology department and got some great experiences there. Our medical director was from Iowa, University of Iowa grad, and so we had a lot in common. And so as my enlistment came to an end, he helped me with some career planning, and I went back to the University of Iowa and went into the radiology program there, and which was a 2-year program. And so I finished that and took a job at Mercy, Iowa City, the Mercy Hospital in Iowa City, and I worked evenings there so I could continue going to school at the University of Iowa during the day, and I worked at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics on the weekends and holidays, so stayed pretty busy. An opportunity came available for a director of radiology position at Grinnell Regional Medical Center in Grinnell, Iowa. I took a chance and took that. I only had 2 years experience in radiology, but they certainly were willing to take a chance on me, and so I moved over there and fully expecting to just be there a few years and probably move on to something different. But I was there for quite a while. I had a lot of opportunities to lead other departments other than the radiology department. So I was able to get involved in laboratory and cardiac rehab and some other services, and was also able to take on their physician recruitment, business development, took on all their rural health clinics, was lead individual in the construction of a 16,000-foot outpatient surgery center in Toledo, Iowa. And so a lot of opportunities for me came about. Then I was looking for additional responsibilities and advancement to help better prepare me for a CEO position. And Dallas County Hospital in Perry had an opening for a chief operating officer. And so that gave me a great chance to get additional executive experience. And so I've been over here for 2 years, a little over 2 years. And then the Knoxville position opened up. So that's been kind of the career progression.
All right. And what opportunities excite you about coming to Knoxville now?
Well, there are a lot of very, very exciting things going on at the Knoxville Hospital. There have kind of quietly been on this very positive march over the last several years of bringing on a great new group of providers, hiring the best and brightest staff, and a lot of things have just been going on and progressively improving at the facility. And so one of the things that is most exciting for me is to be a part of that and to continue that growth in the right direction, and to be able to get out into the community and kind of tell that story. I think it's a bit of a hidden story of all the exciting things that's happening out there. So really looking forward to being able to get involved in the community and tell them all about the exciting things that are happening at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
All right, and you're moving back to Knoxville. Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to seeing again?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I guess one of those things, when you were born a Panther, you stay a Panther. And so I have a 6-year-old little boy and an 8-year-old little girl, and they're both active in a lot of things. And so really looking forward to being back around Knoxville sports, something that we've always been very passionate about. And so really looking forward to seeing our kids get involved in not only the school systems but all the various sports programs, and certainly the race crowd and the exciting things that are going to be happening here in a couple weeks with Knoxville Nationals getting ramped up. Is going to be an exciting time to be back in town.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. He is the newly named CEO of Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. A start date for him has not yet been determined. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.